Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the 25th of August already. It's the 25th of August, 2021, which means September is right around the corner. Okay, for those of you who are back to school, I hope you're having a good time in these first few weeks. Okay, even if you went back August 1st, we're not that far in, and a lot of you are going to go back next week and the week after Labor Day. So good luck to everybody. Please stay safe and healthy, okay? We want that to happen. We're going to talk about SEL today, social emotional learning, with Ashley Powers, who's the Partner Impact Director over at Discovery Education, and she has a lot to do with their SEL Coalition. Yes, they have one. It's their coalition of industry partners who are joining forces with Discovery, who works a lot with the industry partners out there, okay, to support school districts in their SEL efforts. She'll explain it far better than I can, okay? So Ashley will be here along with someone who I absolutely think is great because she's involved in everything I like. She's a teacher of the gifted, and we work a lot with an AGC here. She is a project-based learning and a STEM coach in Maury County Public Schools in Tennessee, okay? And her name is Leanne Zimmerman. And Leanne and Ashley are going to be with us in just a second talking about using SEL to teach kids how to get through this year, how to get through the pandemic, how to be better, feel better, and be better themselves, all right? And also it has to do with equity, and we're going to tie it all in that with that because we are the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education here at Education Talk Radio. Everything we do is over at ACE-ED.org, ACE-ED.org. Go over there. You'll love what we do if you're at all interested in equity, and I bet you are. All right? It's a big deal out there this year, okay? We have a wonderful magazine, which is called Equity and Access Pre-K-12. It's an online journal. You can read it at ace-ed.org. Every one of our podcasts, including this one, is archived there. Again, ace-ed.org, plus a ton of other information. So please check it out. Everything we do over there is free. We hope you enjoy everything we do. We are real concerned about equity, and we're not going to let that slide back again. We're going to move forward on that and with SEL as well. So without further ado, good morning, Ashley. It's Larry here.
Hi, good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm so glad we could do the show today. We had a little tech glitch I warned my guest about this morning, but thankfully that passed. I'm so glad you guys are here today. And Leanne, welcome to the show. Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. And I must ask, you're in Columbia, Tennessee, I think, right?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct? And I got that, sir, is a Southern thing. You got to call me Larry. That's all there is to it.
Oh,
you got to call me Larry,
okay? Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, ma'am. You're welcome, ma'am. Okay? But, Leanne, I got to ask you, there have been those lousy, stinking floods that really killed a lot of people in Tennessee. That's near Nashville. Are you anywhere close to that?
We are. That is about 50 minutes from where we are.
Absolutely
goodness. Devastating.
Poor people.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Indeed.
Okay, they were literally caught unawares, flash flood and terrible rain. I just feel so bad for them, and I hope the whole state's gathering together and helping the area because it just brutal over there. Okay,
that's what we do in Tennessee. They don't call us the volunteer state for nothing.
Good point. I like the way you said that. That's a very good point. I love that indeed. Okay? I'm going to ask Ashley in a second, but Leanne, you're at Maury County Public Schools out of Columbia, Tennessee. Tell us about Maury County Schools.
So we are about 13,000 students. We are 45 minutes to an hour south of Nashville. We have a lot of rural schools, and then we have some that are more inner city-esque, much as inner city as you can be in the rural south where we are, where we have a lot of generational poverty related to urban issues and generational poverty related to rural issues.
Yep.
Right next door to the state's most wealthy county, so then we have some very affluent students as well.
Right, so it's a diverse mix. okay?
Absolutely.
If I may, urban, suburban, and rural. It seems like a good mix of that, okay?
Absolutely.
And it allows you to really do a lot of things. And as I said before, I'm thrilled that you're a PBL person, a STEM person, but especially a teacher of the gifted, because I do a lot of work. Are you a member of NAGC? I'm just curious, National Association
Absolutely.
For Gifted Children. Good friends of mine,
Absolutely.
Okay? We do a lot of shows here, and they write a lot for our magazine. Okay, Leanne, we just think the world of that group, okay? And it's great that you're doing that. There's not enough gifted educators out there, you know, that concentrate on that. And it's a real challenge, an equity challenge, if I might say so. Ashley, tell us what you do as Project Impact Director. And I'm not sure of this. Are you running or the director of the SEL Coalition? I know you have a lot to do with it, but I don't know if you have a title related to it.
Yeah, so I am the director of the SEL Coalition, and I also work with additional corporate partners to bring essentially their CSR initiatives to life through the lens of education. So a lot of what we do is create K-12 resources at no cost for educators. So something that they can tap into, hopefully, to support some of the work that they're doing in the classroom.
Right, and I work a lot with your STEM coalition with Marla, and I hope we'll
do more
with you with the SEL coalition. You just said something I do not know. What's CSR? What do you mean by that? CSR.
Corporate social responsibility. So a lot of corporations have corporate social responsibility initiatives.
Of course.
And if they have, if they align to education, we help bring those to life through the different programs that we put together.
Right, I love the way you guys do that, and I'll just make my point here. Schools are always strapped for money, but we're the ones responsible for training a workforce. So it's up to the corporations to join in the fun of education, and you guys work hard to make them do that, and they do it, and it works great. And now you're also creating this SEL coalition, which I think is wonderful. So that's my speech on that one, okay? Do you want to talk further about – I love when corporations stand up for education. They should, and they need to, and you guys get them involved to do it, okay? The rationale, I just want to make sure we understand this. So, again, you have your STEM Careers Coalition, which is Marla's group at Discovery. Now we have the SEL Learning Coalition. Okay, what do you hope to do with that? Just so people can understand it. By the way, everybody, there is a website, selcoalition.org, which you can go over to, and SEL's top of mind. But talk about that, Ash, please.
Yes. I guess to your point, you know, we feel that now more than ever, corporations have a responsibility to come together to ensure proper integration of SEL and wellness into the school culture. And so, what the SEL Coalition really is striving to do is to bring together like-minded corporate partners and foundations, SEL providers, and subject matter experts in the SEL space. To bring and provide critical and culturally relevant SEL and wellness resources to educators so they can bring that a little bit more into core instruction and support their students in the K-12 space a little bit deeper.
And it's good. And you're absolutely right. It is a deeper support for students.
Yes.
And I like that phrasing. And all that will really help these kids as we move forward, especially in these crazy years, okay? And on that note, Leanne, you're opening how long has school been back down there? I assume it is.
We are back. Our district is in week 4 now.
And how you doing down there? And you know, I know it's crazy all over the country, masks, unmasks, kids can't get the vaccinations. How's everything down there in Maury County?
Just the same as it is in the rest of the world. There's a lot of mask, don't mask debate. I'm glad to say that our particular county is one of the leading in our state as far as vaccination rates. We're well over 50% at this point. So, but even with that, we're seeing numbers of students and staff members that test positive really soar.
Oh, well, I don't want it to soar anymore, okay? And I'll tell you something that I know about. I don't know if you guys know about it, and they're just friends of mine. There's a company out there called Clear Mask, okay? And it's a safe, FDA-approved COVID clear mask, but the mask is clear. So if a kid smiles, you can see their face, okay? And they can see the teacher's face, okay? It's just a great product, and I love it, so I mention it at schools or going back whenever I can. It's called theclearmask.com. If you want to check it out. And I have no money in that. It's just a fun thing. I saw a sign that somebody had. And this is talk about social emotional. There, it was somebody who I think was anti-mask. And they had a sign that said, I want to be able to see kids smile standing by their school board. Okay? And I thought to myself, I wish that lady knew about Clear Mask. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because it solves both challenges. The lady's right. We do want to see the kids smile. And we want to see the teacher smile, but we also want them to be safe. Okay, so that's a cool thing. I just thought I'd pass it on to you. Okay, they're friends of ours, and I just think it's a good product. You know, what are you doing, Leanne, with SEL? And you know, considering what we were just talking about, this SEL matters now more than ever. The kids, some of them lost a year of school. They've lost relatives. Okay, people have been sick, 600,000 people died. They're in the midst of all this controversy, but they're just kids. So with SEL, talk about your role or how the school district is approaching SEL this year. Leanne.
Good question. And I would say in a multitude of ways at this point, everyone recognizes the need for social emotional learning and to help those students, because they're not going to make the academic gains that they need. And, you know, there's so many academic weaknesses related to, you know, what, a year and a half of, you know, crazy in-school, out-of-school things. For me personally, I focus on a few things with my students to make sure I get off on the right foot. The first one is I don't make assumptions. I don't assume any child is strong socially, emotionally, and I don't assume any child is weak socially and emotionally. I think sometimes there are assumptions made based on background, based on other issues related to equity, and when we assume, oh, they're this, so they must be happy, healthy, and on their way to a great future, or they're something else, and oh, they're going to have to struggle, and they're not, and you know, I try never to make an assumption. And to take each child at their value of where they're at. My number one rule is say their name, and I say their name in a positive manner every single day, and work hard to pronounce their name correctly. No one wants to be called someone else's name. They want to be known. And when you're known, then you're valued. So that's sort of where the premise that I begin with. Our district spent a lot of our professional development days prior to school starting with several sessions related to social emotional learning about strategies for teachers to put in place beginning day one. We have school counselors in every school who are trained above and beyond the gen ed teachers to go further with students that need that. I think generally in education, we tend to give a lot of things lip service, but when it comes to, you know, the brick and mortar classrooms, we don't really equip our teachers very well to do the things that we talk a lot about. So I'm really hoping
I am sitting here agreeing with you, by the way. I'm going to get into that. I just wrote down the words lip service. Keep going, please. You're on exactly the right track as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, awesome. I love being on the right track.
You are.
You are
the train. You are the express train on the right track, I got to tell you. You're exactly right here. Go ahead.
Awesome. So I think this year, maybe because we're in such a place of desperation as a society, that the social emotional resources are there and they're more prevalent. And the ones that we have at our fingertips now are incredible. I cling to, there's one put out by LG, the happiness skills. Oh my goodness. Our kids need that so much. You know, the human connection, the gratitude, if we can, even in the lowest of circumstances, if we can help them see something to be grateful for, it changes their mental outlook, and they're ready to talk about divisions or the solar system or noun, verb, agreement, those kinds of things, when they're in a place to accept the knowledge. But they're, you know, they have to be ready for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on their mind. You're exactly right. You just said, I have to ask you this. You just said, you said it, the happiness skills. I don't know what that is. You can talk about that further if you want. And it's put out by LG. Are you talking about LG, the big corporation?
LG, the big corporation. And that's one of, I'm sure that's one of Ashley's favorites, too, because they're part of her coalition.
They're part of the coalition. Ashley, are they part of the coalition?
They are a content contributor, so they have a lot of really great content in our SEL center, and that the resource that Leanne is speaking to is one of them.
Thank you both for that little piece of information that we can pass on to a lot of people. Again, everybody, it's SELCoalition.org, not to interrupt. And I love the way you said a minute ago, Leanne, about lip service. You know, I'll just use our little bailiwick here is equity. We talked about that for years and years and years, all right? And everybody knew there was a problem, but it was easy to talk about it. I'll use your words, give lip service to it, and then move on to the next thing, something more concrete, if I may, all right? And easier to show, et cetera. Then the pandemic hit, all right? And the dam burst, as unfortunately we said, okay? And we all saw what happened. It's the same thing now with social-emotional learning. Social-emotional learning has been a thing for many, many years, but it's always over there, okay? And we got to bring it back over here, okay, and make it a part of everything we do. And actually, that's a question I wanted to ask you, Leanne, if I may continue with you, okay? Let's talk about the LG thing. They're part of the Discovery SEL Coalition. The happiness skills, I love that. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's wonderful. How is that used in the classroom? Is social-emotional learning a separate thing? Is it being used in all grades? Or what are you hearing or whatever you're doing with SEL within the district? Who's using it, when, how? Because to me it should be incorporated all the time. Okay? So, Leanne, just I'm curious.
So I think yes to everything that you just said. It is being utilized by school counselors. It's being utilized across the curriculum in different grade levels. And it depends on, you know, the teacher and their particular comfort level. And it's also, I think, related to people knowing what resources are out there and how to utilize them and how to get to them and put them into play.
Boy, you got that right, I got to tell you, which is why the resources are so darn important. And you just mentioned something that I've been yapping about now for about 6 months. Social emotion, and Ashley, you're going to love this. Social emotional learning, okay? Everybody knows this needs to be and is a part of every school's curriculum these days, all right? Everybody knows that, except one group, okay? That's the teacher education colleges, okay? They need to have courses for teacher education in teaching social-emotional learning. We ask teachers, okay, to teach social-emotional learning in their classrooms now with absolutely no training in it. And thank God for Discovery and the SEL resources you are presenting to people and those companies you work with and the companies that are in there, because you're asking teachers to do something, like why don't you go build a time machine? Well, I never learned how. Well, build it anyway. Okay? You can hear the frustration in my voice. Ashley, I'll let Ashley continue on that. Go, Ashley.
Yeah, I would say from, you know, the coalition partners that we currently have in place, which are the Allstate Foundation, Ask, Listen, Learn, a program of responsibility.org, and the National After School Association, we've really wanted to focus on not only supporting students through SEL, but educators as well. So it's not only important to your point, making sure that teachers know how to and feel comfortable implementing SEL into their classroom, but also taking time for themselves to care for themselves over the last, you know, year and a half. It's been tough on everyone. So we have resources. We have instructional resources, and we have professional learning resources that we host in the SEL Center. That is the first initiative that the coalition brought to life. And, you know, educators can tap into those different elements and hopefully take some of those nuggets and bring that into their classroom and into their daily instruction.
They're good nuggets. I have to ask this, Ash, okay, when you go to a company, don't just keep using LG. When you go to, or if you want to name another company, you can, but I'll just use LG for the sake of this, okay? When you go to LG, they're a company that basically makes appliances, and I know they care about education and all that sort of thing. Now we ask them, okay, or they're thinking about putting SEL resources out there, okay? How does that come about? Are you going to them and saying, you know, this would really be helpful if you could support us in our creating them? Or are they creating them? Do they understand what SEL is? And I mean that with all compliments towards them. Okay, I'm just curious, and just using them as an example.
I think as we've, you know, gotten more into SEL, it's become more of a mainstream conversation. A lot of our partners that we are working with and having conversations with are more familiar with social emotional learning and wellness. And so a lot of what we're doing is explaining to those who have a little bit of an alignment to what we're trying to achieve as a coalition. And we talk to them about what we're actively doing, what the resources are that we're bringing forward, talking a little bit about what the coalition is anchored in, which are the five pillars that include equitable access, you know, how are we reducing barriers to, you know, those critical SEL resources, commitment to providing quality vetted content. So, you know, we're not just making content for the sake of it. We're making sure that it's aligned to what we're hearing from our educator partners like Leanne that they need in the classroom. And then also making sure that whatever we're putting out there is usable in all learning environments, whether that's in person, hybrid, at home with parents, because the SEL conversation can't be siloed to the classroom, right? It has to expand beyond into the family environment and even, you know, into after-school programs. So that's different elements that we also have in place. And then talking to partners about, our corporate partners about strategic thought leadership and getting those opportunities to have meaningful conversations around what their goals are, what our goals are, and where we're trying to collectively support educators and students. And then just making sure that we're properly tracking the impact that we're making. So between all of those elements, I think we quickly identify, you know, what partners are aligned to that, and that's how we kind of move those conversations forward.
It's really cool. And I think I implied this earlier, okay? What's important as corporations help you with this is that they have the same challenge of SEL, though they may not call it that, okay, in their workforce, okay?
Yes.
A lot of people left the workforce this year. A lot of people are looking for jobs. There's turnover and all that sort of stuff. They have to have a well-equipped socially and emotionally workforce, okay, to make their job done, all right? And the more they understand that and work towards getting it all through school, K-12, the better off they are at the end. And I think that's extremely important that they understand that. And you guys are good at that. I thank you for putting that all together. I have to say that. Leanne, by the way, are you running – how are you involved in SEL at Maury County? Are you helping to run the program? What's going on? Or are you just – so involved in everything, you know, and I have a feeling you are, but talk to me. You were in SEL.
I am just a teacher, an educator with my kiddos, and take every opportunity I can to share with my colleagues. I'm fortunate that our directors and our central office allow me that platform every once in a while. So sort of preaching when I can and putting it into practice every day.
What you said, a quote, just the teacher, gives you the highest status in the universe. Okay, hardly just the teacher. It's just the teacher. You're really that good.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I mean, really, when you The colloquial you, what you all have done this last year and a half is just absolutely astounding. Okay, and you're a shining example, Leanne, of that. I really mean that. Okay, it's just incredible. Your kids, okay, are so lucky. You're aware of this, and I wanted to ask you both about this. At the beginning of the show, I mentioned we're the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. We are so darn concerned about that, and we're really trying to make an impact there. Okay, which is why we are so concerned about SEL. And SEL being done properly, okay, because equity, SEL brings about equity. And if I may just throw that sentence out there, and I'll ask Ashley first. Ashley, can you put the SEL into an equity world?
Yeah, you know, I think one thing that I've personally realized along with, you know, my colleagues is SEL is not a one-size-fits-all by any means.
Thank you.
And everyone starts at a different place. Everyone has a different background, culture, you know, overall identity that informs where they currently are in the SEL and their SEL journey. So what we really are hoping to do is break down barriers for educators to feel comfortable having more challenging conversations with their classroom and students and making sure that we're getting resources out to educators at no cost as much as possible. So there's an equitable access of resources available and, you know, siloing things for certain purposes. So that's one thing that's really, really important to us. And I think that it comes alive in a lot of different areas, you know. So we're just trying to make sure that we're meeting educators where they are in their SEL journey, that they can then equip their students properly with the different tactics that they may need to have conversations. And I think one of the biggest goals that we're trying to accomplish as part of the coalition is creating resources that allow an eighth grade math teacher who might not be an SEL expert to incorporate different SEL tactics into their instruction. So it's not siloed into, you know, a 20-minute class period where they're just focusing on, you know, SEL and wellness, you know, conversations, but we're weaving it into different core instruction, whether that's math or science or whatever that may look like. How can we equip different educators who might not be the expert or feel as comfortable talking about SEL and wellness with different tactics to incorporate into their daily class?
Well said, well said, my friend. Just a teacher, Leanne. That was a joke. Just a teacher, Leanne. Okay, Leanne. Okay, what's your thoughts on SEL and equity? And by the way, you mentioned something earlier, and I think this has a lot to do with it. Your district is very diverse socioeconomically, okay? Absolutely. And that makes a big difference in access to things for kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you can do the SEL in an equitable manner, that means a lot to these kids. And talk to me. When you hear SEL and think about equity, how do they come together for you?
So I'll piggyback on what Ashley was talking about as taking, you know, we have so many standards, academic standards that we are expected to cover each year. Our gen ed teachers, what we're focused on, you know, those are sort of the core of what we do. But when you look at it from a SEL lens, for instance, within Discovery Education, there's a great video of a man who built a roller coaster in his backyard. It literally goes over a barn and loop-de-loops and all of this. So it's a great – we use it to teach kinetic and potential energy. It talks about friction. It talks about all of those things that are science-y. But when you are intentional with your SEL strategies, within kinetic and potential energy in this roller coaster, you can also have conversations about fear. You can have conversations about anxiety. You can have conversations about, you know, if you have this dream and you want a roller coaster in your backyard, what do you have to do to make that dream happen? You know, what is hard work really like? Do you think this man had to teach himself to weld? Because there are metal structures going on in his backyard. So you can pull all those things in, and you're not really leaving anyone out. Everyone's getting their academic standards, but they're also a part of a conversation where they're free to express where they look at that concept from an emotional standpoint.
Leanne, you just got a doctorate from University of Larry.
Oh, great. I hope there's a pay
raise
for that.
Absolutely. Go right to your superintendent and tell him or her. Okay, please. Okay, Dr. Zimmerman.
Well, I
like that. It sounds good. It rolls off the tongue. That was beautifully said, and that was a great example. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just a great – and I'm going to steal that example for future shows.
Oh, well, that will be just fine. Give credit to Discovery Ed, because that's where that video on the platform is.
They can get credit, but I'm going to give most of the credit to you, Leanne. That was just great, the example of the roller coaster. Ashley, am I right? Was that great or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
wow.
Very well said.
That is just great. That, right, that's terrific. How many kids do you teach all the time, Leanne? Are you there? Are you teaching for the kids all the time? What's going on?
So I'm an itinerant teacher. We have 4 gifted ed teachers who service our district.
Wow.
I have 8 of those schools. So I'm sort of on, I'm traveling most of the time. My groups range from, I have some students that I see one-on-one. I have some that I have in groups up to 6 or 7. And I actually am blessed to have some of our more rural schools. So I actually have kindergarten through 12th grade. On my caseload.
You're a busy lady. You are something, I got to tell you. Just amazing, both of you. We got to go, but I'll tell you, this was a wonderful show. Everybody listening, it's SEL Coalition, one word, SELCoalition.org. Okay, go over there. There's great resources for everybody. As just a teacher, my new best friend Leanne said, okay? And Leanne, I want you to go over to our website, ace-n.org, ace-n.org. Join with us because you'll love what we're doing with NAGC all the time, et cetera, okay?
Absolutely.
Do
writing it.
It
down
all right,
now.
Ashley, you too. You're always welcome over there too, okay?
Sure.
You know that. All right? So at any rate, both of you, thanks a million, okay? Take care, okay? And I say Leanne for governor of Tennessee next go-round.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Thank
you.
While you're driving around, put a sign on your car. Vote for Leanne 2022, whatever. Okay? Do it.
Maybe
I'm telling you. Don't take
all
my
right.
advice. It's all right. Both of you. Ashley, Leanne, thanks a million. Both of you have
Thank
a
you.
Great day today. Stay safe, please, okay? Thanks.
You too.
Thank you. Have a blessed one.
Take care.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What great ladies, everybody. Wow. Okay. Leanne Zimmerman. I'm in love with Leanne. Teacher of the gifted project-based learning coach, STEM coach in Maury County Public Schools in Columbia, Tennessee. Just a teacher. Right. Wow. Unbelievable. And Ashley Powers from Discovery. She runs their SEL Coalition at selcoalition.org. Her full official title, Partner Impact Director. It's all their corporate partners over there, SELCoalition.org. And we're at ace-ed.org, all about equity. Check it all out. My name is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. And please stay safe.